Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Denise Richards is telling us how Charlie Sheen brought a hooker to Thanksgiving.
You're kidding.
No. Yeah. Guess one day just Denise Richards had quite the atypical holiday story to share. The star spilled on a Thanksgiving anecdote involving her ex-husband Charlie Sheen that surprised everybody. She was packing up her things to go shoot a Christmas movie on location. And then all of a sudden, I guess he came in and said, hey, are we all going to have Thanksgiving together? Here's my hooker.
Oh, yeah. That Charlie, man.
And so Denise said, she goes, I'll set an effing plate.
So she did. She fed the hooker.
Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner is what
she
said.
That's so true, though. That is true, though. Nobody should be deprived of Thanksgiving dinner. I don't care if you are a hooker.
Can you imagine the stories? I mean, she should just do her own documentary. The stories she could tell, and it would be true.
I know, and I don't think a lot of the stories would even believe, but they are true.
Yeah,
I mean,
who brings a hooker to Thanksgiving?
Charlie.
Crazy. All right, a couple of other things. They're saying, so you know the Cannes Film Festival has been going on, right?
Yeah.
They're saying the 1969 film, it's based on 1969, and it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's based on the movie industry in 1969. Again, it's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
Tarantino created it. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. They're saying it's going to release in July. This is the next see-all, do-all movie.
And it's called what?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
With Leonardo and Brad Pitt. Now, here's the crazy part. Leonardo is the headline star.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt plays second fiddle to Leonardo.
Okay.
That's never happened. Brad Pitt doesn't play second to anybody. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Is he complaining about it?
No, he's not. But everybody's like, wow, it's a little odd that Brad Pitt would take second fiddle.
Yeah, I think Leo's a bigger star, though,
I know.
Right now.
Isn't that crazy? So it's the do-all, end-all. It comes out in July, and they're saying it is amazing.
I'll tell you another movie at the film festival that's getting a lot of talk, too, is that Rocket Man.
What's that one?
Rocket
Man's from Elton John.
Elton John's story. They're saying it's tremendous. It got standing ovations.
It did?
Yeah.
I was thinking about going to Kohl's and getting a Rocket Man shirt.
Yeah, really?
Oh, you know, yeah, they paired up with Kohl's.
Rocket Man. You can buy it at Kohl's?
You can buy it at Kohl's.
I'm going today.
Some Rocket
Man. I'm a big Elton John fan.
Rocket Man merch.
Yeah. They say the movie's incredible.
I believe it. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Really looks good. All right, what else do I have for you? Hold on, stand by. I have stuff. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. I told you earlier, but I'll tell you again. Tom Brady has never had a strawberry in his life, and he put all of it on the guy, James Big Long Name, who plays Jeopardy. I guess this guy was winning. He's won 22 times in a row on Jeopardy, and Tom Brady tweeted out, "I will eat a strawberry if James fails." Well, James won.
This also answers the question of how bored Tom Brady gets during the summer. Hello? He's sitting around talking about eating a strawberry on a contestant that's on Jeopardy.
You're right. That means he's watching Jeopardy.
Think about this for a minute. It's off season. Yeah. How bored is he in his multi-million dollar mansion and his super rich wife?
You know what? You bring up a great point. So you know what? For all of us that are thinking, oh my God, that glamorous life, it must be so amazing. They have it all, right? It's, ugh.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's sitting in his recliner, scratching his nuts, and watching Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
And tweeting.
And then tweeting a challenge, a strawberry challenge. It's like, Tom.
It's not that glamorous, is
dude,
it, folks?
You've killed your hipness with two different lines there. One, that you're watching Jeopardy, and the second is you've never had a strawberry. How weird are you? I'm sorry.
I love how you see things. I never saw it like that. until you brought it to
it's just goofy,
no,
is it not?
No, you're right. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
I mean, you and I did more last night than Tom Brady did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had better lives.
I'll do more today than Tom Brady's going to. Now, when football season starts, he's going to have me beat there.
Yeah, he's a little more active.
But right now, he's got to be just bored to death.
So bored.
I just picture him sitting in his mansion or outside on the front porch in a rocking chair, watching the water off in the distance. Maybe counting, like, stray cats.
Counting, wait, where, what?
Counting stray cats
in the
yard.
You know what, we were good, and then you just talked too much.
I'm just saying that he's just super, super bored. I don't think his wife makes him happy.
You think she doesn't put out?
No, I'm just saying that he just gets bored.
You know what Tommy Lee told me one time? Even I get tired of having sex with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I was like, wow, okay, all right, thanks.
Good words to live by.
It really is.
It really is.
So that's, I think, maybe what Tom's thinking.
So Tom's going to eat a strawberry.
Yeah, okay, anyway. This is odd, and it disturbs me. There's a show called Marriage Boot Camp, and Nick Carter is on this show. Well, they just came out with a promo for the show to promote it called Marriage Boot Camp, and Nick Carter says, Michael Jackson wasn't really that inappropriate, although there was one thing. And then they're like, watch Marriage Boot Camp to find out more.
Okay.
I think that's really rude.
That's a tease?
Yes. It bugs me. Don't use a dead guy to promote your TV show. It's really tacky.
Yeah.
To me.
What is the other thing?
See, it's working.
I know. He got me.
Oh, dear.
I wonder
Lord.
What it is, though.
I don't know.
I need to find out.
I don't know.
What's the one thing that was over the line? Yeah, he says that. That Michael Jackson wasn't that bad, except for that one thing. I want to know.
Did you find it, Sean?
I don't know what that one thing is.
It doesn't say what
it is. It's an inappropriate one thing.
There's one inappropriate, and he says it's inappropriate.
Sean, stay on this.
Oh,
I need to know. Nick Carter has hooked me.
But it's kind of rude.
Well, everything that they've been doing with the Michael Jackson thing is kind of rude. It's, you know, I mean, crazy. The poor guy is dead.
He's so dead.
They tried him when he was alive. They found him not guilty. You know what? It is what it is. I mean, the guy passed away. What are you going to get from him?
But there was one thing.
Yeah. I want to know.
Never know. Never know.
We're going to find out.
And then finally, this is ridiculous. Redonkulous, friends. So you know how Celine Dion did that whole carpool karaoke and it was amazing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess one of the questions that James, is it James?
Yeah. Yep.
Asked her is how many shoes she has. Listen to this.
How many shoes?
She says she has over 10,000 shoes and she has them all in a warehouse, all like, you know, what do you call it? Categorized.
Really?
Over 10,000
pairs of shoes.
How great is that? What size do you think she is? I bet she has a big foot.
That's gluttony.
That's great.
That's terrible.
No, it's fantastic.
Oh, no, no,
10,000 shoes. So I'd be just like getting in my phone. Or
nobody should have 10,000 pairs.
Yes, they should. Everybody.
You have to categorize.
Everybody should have 10,000 shoes.
I have four.
Well, that's dumb.
What?
Four
pairs of shoes. Well, not four shoes. That would be two pair. I have four pairs of shoes. I got a pair of sneakers. I now have my Crocs, the slides. I have another pair of slides and a pair of boots. That's it.
Why is it called a pair of pants when it's only one pant?
Huh? No, it's two legs.
Yeah, but it's still called a pair of pants.
Just saying.
Doesn't make sense to me.
I think it's the legs.
It's the legs?
I think so.
Sean, is it the legs that make it a pair of pants?
No, I've never understood that either. I don't think it is the legs. It should just be
pants.
Pants. Please grab me the pants.
Not a pair of pants, then I'd grab two pair of pants.
Right. One for now, one for later.
Yeah. Get me my pants.
All right, we'll change it.
Okay. We could just start.
I mean, it's dumb.
Start using it the other way.
Pair of pants. You're going to think about it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm
later on today when you're like, oh, I need a new pair of pants. You're gonna I just need pants.
I'm still dwelling on Celine Dion's 10,000 pairs of shoes.
How great would that be?
No, you got to give some of that to Goodwill. You got to do something with it. That, what a waste.
Homeless people don't need stilettos.
I'm sure she's got shoes in there other people could use.
No, she doesn't.
Why would you have a warehouse?
Because it's fantastic. It's fantastic. You kidding me? 10,000 pairs. Oh my God, just like roll around there. I love your toes. I bet they're all red bottom. Just probably amazing. Manolas. She's got it all. All right, there you go. Tableau track.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.